Well, I'm going to jump in here, and we're going to teach a little bit today. God was speaking to me yesterday about some things regarding faith, and I'm just going to deposit it here. I believe it's what the Holy Ghost was saying this morning through the words that were being uttered here prophetically. And the Lord was speaking to me. I'll just give you a little highlight here. We're not going to spend much time, but enough time. But I'll just capsulize it with this. He was talking to me about confidence and being confident in what you believe. And one of the things that the Lord is reminding me is that if you're not in confidence, you're not in faith. You can all shout what you want, but the bottom line is if you're not in confidence, you're not in faith. You're not in faith. That means that whatever, if you say you're in faith, that means you are confident in what's coming to pass. And one of the things, and I'll kind of just kind of highlight here a little bit, I'm jumping in, but one of the things the Lord was speaking to me, I just decided, well, you know, I was home quiet a little bit, and during the day I just said, well, let me just go out and walk a little bit. And as I got out and walked, he started talking. And one of the things he reminded me of was that how many, well, he reminded me of this. When he speaks, when the Lord speaks, the Bible says, my sheep know my voice. And we know it says in another, they shall not follow. But my sheep know my voice. They hear it. They know it. And when the Lord speaks, his words are full of faith. Are they not? His words are full of faith. That means that when you receive them, when you hear them, you hear them. When things are revealed and unfolded to you, that's faith to you. And when you receive it, let me ask this question. When somebody says something to you, and you know you have, you, in other words, that person can carry it out, can do what they say, and you hear it, and you receive it, let me ask this question. Do you have confidence in the words that were spoken to you? I didn't hear everybody. I said, I didn't hear everybody.
Yes.
Let me ask this question. If somebody, well, let me use this. Let me use this example. If I came in here, and I'm a man of my word, and I'm using this as an example. If I said, I'll give the first five people that come down here on this floor $1,000. I said, I'm going to use an example. See, I got you up now. I got you awake. Yeah, I'm you running. Me too. Now, if you believed my word was good, you'd be trucking down here to this floor and say, give me my money. Right? You would have confidence that I would do that. Let me ask this question. When the Lord speaks to you, either through his word to you, and I'm talking about something that's revealed in his word to you, do you have confidence in what he said? Because he is a man that shall not lie. So if his word is good, this is what the Holy Ghost was speaking this morning through utterances. He was saying, I am the Lord. And he said, I will do what I said I will do. So the Lord is speaking that. So obviously, Because I didn't speak to my sister. We didn't commiserate on what we were going to share here this morning. She didn't know what the Lord was going to speak through her. But obviously, there's some folks in here that need to be reminded of some things. That if God said it, it's done. If he revealed it to you, then you can step out on it. You can do it. Not in your own strength. But as you believe and receive it and do it, you are empowered by God on high to carry that out. Amen. And that's what the Holy Ghost was sharing with me, that you need to take what he says just the same way. What did Jesus say in John? He said, I can of myself do nothing, but I do what I see my Father do. So he loved his Father, and he said, the Father loves me. And he said, I'm just going to do what he showed me to do. He didn't hesitate. And confidence, let's take a look here this morning. Let's just ask the Lord for his blessing. Father, we thank you this morning for your enlightenment. We thank you for your words of grace given to us. And we thank you for this place. We lift up Pastor Sarah. We bless her, Father, and thank you as she is bringing forth the word of God in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we thank you for her, Father. Thank you for the ministry that you've given for her and for her to do today. And we thank you for those assembled here. We believe for revelation and insight into your word. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's turn over to Hebrews chapter 10. And we've been talking about faith. And I want us to look at that for a moment. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 10. And let's look at verse 35. It says, cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Whose confidence? Your confidence. Cast it not away, which hath great recompense of reward, for you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, see, we don't want to draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. So if we know that without faith it's impossible to please him, then stepping back, drawing back, the scripture says here, does not please him. So stepping back would not be in faith. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Hallelujah. And verse 1, chapter 11. Now faith is the substance, or the ground, the foundation of. When you see of, that means it's referring to something. The substance of what? Things hoped for. And so we can look at some other scriptures. Let me just bear this out here. When we look at that particular scripture, it brings to mind something else. Right off the bat, it reminds me of 1 John chapter 5. You're familiar with this particular scripture. In verse 14, it says, and this is the confidence that we have in what? Him. So that's the first thing that we have. This is what I'm talking, this is what the Holy Ghost was sharing with me, that when he speaks, when he reveals in his word, or he gives you something personally, we are to, we have faith in him. And because of that, we have confidence. Hallelujah. Confidence in him and what he said. And this continues, if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know, that's confidence, that he heareth, hear us whatsoever we ask, we know. We don't think so. We know. That's confidence. That we have the petitions that we've desired of him. And so, I'll say it this way. Regardless of whether God speaks to you personally or reveals something in his word to you, if you believe and receive that, then there should be some confidence. How many agree with that? Let me give you some examples from the scripture. Let's go over for a moment. Let's look at one I'm thinking of here in a minute here. Matthew. I think there's a scripture, Matthew 14, I'm thinking here. You all know this story. Matthew 14. And let's look at the master here. See, when he says something to you and speaks to you, there, that right there, we have faith in what he said. And that gives us confidence. So look at verse 23. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were what? Troubled, saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. So they weren't in confidence there up to that point. But straightway, Jesus spoke to them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. So Jesus now says something and releases faith-filled words. Now they had to, at that point, receive it. They had to believe it and receive it. And Peter answered and said, Lord, if that be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. That word right there, come. Did Peter get out of the boat? Do you think he had confidence to walk on the water? I think he did. And because he received come, and he got out of the water, he was empowered to walk on the water. Because he heard Jesus, and he received that word into him. Come. Come out on the water. But when he saw the wind, boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink, and he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? So what the Holy Ghost is reminding us is that when he speaks, it's necessary for us to believe, receive it, and then act upon it. Whatever that is. And when that happens, you'll do it. Now, turn over to Mark. We know that this is the story of the sower. Let's look at Mark 4 for a moment. See, if we don't spend enough time with him, then there's a good chance we don't hear him. And when we don't hear him, then we don't have confidence. Because there's no faith. Because you didn't hear him. When you hear him, let me tell you something, faith will come. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Who is the Word? Jesus. So when you hear him, faith comes. Hallelujah. So let's look at Mark 4. It says, the sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things, entering in, choke the word, and it becometh. It, the word, becometh unfruitful. Verse 20. And these are they which are sown on good ground. Now watch this. Hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit. So there had to have been some action there. They heard it, they received it, but then the bringing forth of fruit, there was some action, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. Now, when you look at Luke, it says here, verse 15, but that on the good ground are they, this is Luke 8 and 15, but that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. So they did something. They kept it. Walking through tribulation and trial, they brought forth fruit with patience. Hallelujah. Now let's jump over here to Ephesians for a minute. So we're talking this morning that faith will bring about confidence. Ephesians chapter, let's look at chapter 1. In verse 13 it says, in whom you also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom, talking about Christ, also after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. It's a modern translation, the New Living. It says, and now you also have heard the truth, the good news that God saves you, and when you believed in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago. God is speaking to us that when we hear him, that faith comes. And at that point, it's our responsibility to do something, to step out, to do what he has spoken to you or revealed to you. Hallelujah. I'm thinking about something. I was up in Pennsylvania last Sunday and speaking with Minister Joe and his wife, Deacon Susie. They were sharing something. Of course, we know these things, but when you hear it, it confirms. But they said last Friday night, not this past Friday, but the Friday before, they've known these two young girls since they've been young girls. And now they're grown, one's married, they're in their 20s. And one went to Bible college at Rod Parsley's school. And anyways, they came back, they were showing them through the facility up in Pennsylvania. And one of the girls, she brought her friend, and she said she's very chatty. And she was very quiet, and Deacon Susie thought, that's odd. Maybe she just wants to go home. She's not talking, and so forth. And so when they got out of the building and got into the car, she began to prophesy about that location. And she said, there's a shift that's happening here. And she said, there's an explosion ready to happen here now. And she said, the Holy Ghost kept prophesying to her, saying, God is going to be sending people. You need to get ready now. And she said, if you don't, he won't send the people. That applies here. He has been prophesying from the beginning of this ministry in 1985 when Brother Copeland came. He said, you all think that this church in Seoul, Korea is so big. He said, I will do that here if you will let me. And I believe we're going to let him. And then Dr. Price came in 1990 and prophesied that we're not going to stay in this building. He said, because the people he's sending can't fit in here. I believe the season when we had the praisers reunion, I was sitting on the front row and it just in here. It felt like, best way I can explain it, that I could just step from here and just step out of this building and right into the other building. It just felt like I could just step right over there. And as I was sitting there, Pastor Judy leaned over and said, you know, it's time. It's time to move. I said, yeah, I know. I can sense it. We're that close. We're that close to what God is ready to pour out. And when you hear things, I believe it. And God is saying to us here this morning, when he speaks, not just in this situation, but I'm talking about just us being used by God the people coming. It's going to take everybody working together in unity and in faith and power with the gifts of the Spirit operating through us to get the job done. This is not just one person doing this. Not possible. Can't be done. It's too big. And that's what Brother Copeland prophesied to Pastor Sarah in 2005, I think it was. Or three, I'm sorry, it was 2003, because Pastor Clinton was alive. He said, if I revealed it, if I showed it to you, you'd say, not so, Lord, can't be. So the things that God is speaking to us is that he's saying, if I said it, it's coming to pass. And I would say, don't let, if you've seen things in your own life or not seen things, let me say it that way. If God has spoken some things to you and time and conditions have caused you to doubt God, you need to get rid of that.
Amen.
Don't let time and conditions steal your confidence. Don't let it steal your confidence in the word that God has spoken to you. You stay connected. Anybody, does that help anybody? Because I can tell you sometimes time and conditions will rob you of your confidence. And you need not let it, if he said it, he said, I'm not a man that I'm going to lie to you. It will come to pass. And we either believe it and receive it, or he'll go find somebody else to do it. But he, what he has spoken, he's going to bring it to pass. And if this group of people here lays down and yawns, he'll go find another group.
Amen.
I'm serious. That's just the way God works. He's going, what he says is going to come to pass. He wants to reach people. I was reading something yesterday. A post by Rick Warren. And he was talking about his dad, and he was talking about what an influence his dad had on him and how he, through his life, built churches, would go into areas, poor areas, and build churches. And he said before he died, he used this theme or term. He'd say, just reach one more for Jesus. Just reach one more for Jesus. Son, just reach one more for Jesus. And he said, I'm going to do that. And I said, I really don't care what people think about me. He said, because Jesus didn't hang out with people that were, you know, the world, just the religious world. Say, what are you hanging around with those people for? And so what he shared was something. He said, this theme of reach one more for Jesus. He said, you need to build a bridge from your heart to the sinner and let Jesus walk across. And I said, yes, sir. You need to build a bridge. So that means you need to associate. You need to be in the company of sinners. Love them. Bring the love of God to them. Build that bridge of trust and let Jesus walk right across into their heart. And I said, yes, sir. But we have to have confidence in God. Amen? Confidence in him. Turn out, you're in Ephesians. Go to look in Ephesians chapter 3. Look at verse 12. How many have boldness and confidence? This says here in verse 12, in whom we have. In whom we have. So in him we have something. What do we have? Boldness and access with confidence. How? By the faith of him. So this is right back to what we're talking about. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So that means when we have faith, it came from him, but because of that, I have boldness and access and confidence. And so when you don't have boldness and you're squeamish about coming to him and you don't have confidence, you're not in faith. Amen. You're not in faith. And one reason, I believe there's a scripture, says that when our heart condemneth, isn't that what it says? You help me with that scripture. It's, I believe, over in Hebrews. It's not 10. You find it and let me know. But that particular scripture here, in whom we have. So I'm in him, so I have. So it's a good thing we can say with our mouth. Think about this just as an aside. When Jesus cursed the fig tree, when they left Bethany, and he walked by and he was a hungry and he said, well, I'm going to get some fruit. And he saw there was just leaves on the tree. And he cursed it. So obviously he said, the things that I say are from the Father. So the Father prompted him to curse that tree. And it said that the disciples heard it. And Jesus kept moving on. Now, 24 hours go by, and you see that when they came, let me look over to Mark 11, because I think it's significant. All right, that's right. Thank you. But it says here in verse 20 of Mark 11, and in the morning, this is 24 hours later, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. That means the whole thing was dried up from the roots. And Peter calling to remembrance. See, who called to remembrance? Who did? The Lord didn't go by and say, hey, boys, look what I did yesterday. Did he? He said it, and as far as he was concerned, that was it. They brought it to his remembrance. He said it, and it was done. So it's significant. So he says, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And what did Jesus say? He said, and Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. And this is back to what the Holy Ghost is saying. When he speaks and he says something to you, have faith in God. Jesus did. The Father revealed to him to curse that fig tree, and he spoke to the fig tree. He had faith in his Father. And so that's what he's asking us. That's what he's reminding us. Have faith in him. And when you have faith, this is what we were just reading. It says, in whom we have, see, in whom to me means I believe him. I believe what he's told me. I believe what he said to me. In whom? I have. This says here, in whom we have boldness and access by the faith of him. Hallelujah. So if he says to you that by his stripes you have been healed, then we dare not question, maybe I'm not. Because now you are questioning the finished work of the Master. Now, in that, he may give you some instructions on how to reach that place. But if he said it, it's so. And I can have confidence in him. And that's what the scripture says. Now, faith is the ground, the foundation, the rock on which my hope or my confidence rests on. My confident what? Expectation or my hope. And that is not desire. Bible hope is not wishing and desiring something. Although that's good. Desire and wishing something is all right. But faith comes first before confidence. That's what the scripture says. We have boldness and access and confidence by the faith of him. Does that make sense to anybody? So when we have confidence, we're stepping out. We're not stepping back. We're stepping out. We're doing something. We're reaching out into those things that God has told us to do. Is that not right? And I'll say this, you'll know when you have confidence. I'll say this, when an individual has confidence, you hear it in their voice, you see it in their walk, you see it in their eyes. Somebody can look at you and say, I'm going to do this, and you know it. Amen. You see it in their walk, you see it in their countenance, their posture. Anybody ever seen that? Amen. Anybody ever been like that? Oh, yes, sir. How many times some have said, well, I don't know. That's not confidence. You're not sure. Or you can be discouraged. And so the Holy Ghost is reminding us, if you started out, see, because Peter did. Peter got up out of the boat. He started out with confidence, and he was walking on the water. He was doing it. And then he got his eyes off on the elements. And so the Holy Ghost is reminding us, if we started out in confidence, don't let, or if we have let circumstances and time eat away at that confidence, just get back in again. Jump back in, say, no, I missed it. I'm jumping back in. I'm hooking up. I'm going to do this thing, even if it doesn't look like it, even if it looks impossible. That's the time we believe. That's the time we step out. Amen?
Amen?
I have confidence that this ministry will have the perfect buyer, and we will take and do just exactly what God has said we're going to do. I have confidence in that. You know why? Because He said so. I'm convinced of it. And He will get the glory for it. I have confidence that we will fulfill what God has spoken over this ministry. Just a week ago, or 2 weeks ago, when we were in Hour of Power, we were just leading prayer, and as I was standing there, the Holy Ghost began to talk, began to speak, began to reveal what we should do concerning making a move towards that building. He said, I want you to do this, this, this. And I went, huh, I hadn't thought about that. That's good. So now it's a matter of doing. Hallelujah. It's coming to pass. It's coming to pass. And I believe, I'm convinced, just as the words have been spoken, miracles, signs, and wonders will be resident in this place. And it'll be noised abroad. Miracles, signs, and wonders will happen here. I'm convinced of it. How about you? You convinced of it? I believe that the words, I say it as much as I remember to say it. Years ago, the Holy Ghost said, I will send the singers and musicians here, not because this is a great musical church, but this is a great spiritual church. And I say, every time it comes to my mind, thank you, Lord, for sending the musicians and the singers. Thank you for sending them. Because I heard Him say, great spiritual music comes out of a great spiritual church. So just because you have great music doesn't necessarily mean it's spiritual. But out of a great spiritual church comes great spiritual things. Things that are powerful. Things that have impact. When the Holy Ghost begins to move through the musicians and they yield their limbs and their body and their minds and their heart. Yeah, praise the Lord. Glory to God. When He does, let me tell you, the power of God begins to move and you see signs and wonders and miracles in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So I thank God every day for the musicians that He's sending and has sent, because it's creating an atmosphere for the miraculous. And this is the time we come, and as things are moving, we do what? We receive it, we believe it, and receive it, and let God begin to move and operate. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's say this. I have confidence in Him. I have confidence in the words that God has revealed to me. I am a winner. I'm an overcomer, and I have confidence that I shall overcome. I have confidence because of my faith that my body is healed. I have confidence that the Word of God is causing me to prosper in everything I set my hands to. Hallelujah. I am confident in God. Hallelujah. Glory. You need to get up and say it. What did he say in Mark 11? For verily, have faith in God, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall do what? Believe that the things that you're saying shall come to pass. You shall have whatsoever you sayeth. I am the healed. I am the overcomer. I am a winner. I'm not a loser, but I'm a winner in God. I have a boldness and access in Him that causes me to overcome. Hallelujah. I'm an overcomer, and I'm confident of that. Hallelujah. Sometimes you need to just get yourself stirred up. Get your mind off of the circumstances. Stop meditating on it. Meditate on Him. Say who you are. I'm a winner. I'm a victor. This is the confidence that I have in Him, that if I ask anything according to His will, He hears me. Therefore, I'm the healed. I'm the restored. I'm the prosperous. I'm the anointed. I'm an overcomer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless God. Bless God. Bless God. Bless God. Bless God. Hallelujah. We're the anointed. The power of God flows through us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't let your heart be saddened. Don't let discouragement reside there. That's nothing more than thoughts that he's endeavoring, your enemy, the adversary, is trying to get you to do what? Just like the Holy Ghost speaks to you. What does it say? The Word of God, not mixed with faith, didn't profit them. Well, when words come from your adversary and you do what? You embrace them and you act on them. You give him the right to move in your life. We're not going to have it. We're not going to live like that. We're not going to live beneath. We're going to live above. Hallelujah. We're going to, as a church, as individuals, what are the Holy Ghost, what has been exhorting through Pastor Sarah, Judy? We're not going to have it. We're not going to have it. We're not going to have corruption in our towns. We're not going to have it. We are not going to have corruption in our cities. We're not going to have gangs in our towns and cities. We're not going to have it. And I say that with boldness and confidence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't call those things that be as though they are, call those things that be not as though they are. Stop saying what be. Say what be not. That's faith. I have abundance. I have no lack. See, if you're not excited, faith is always up. Faith is excited. Faith is an overcomer. Hallelujah. I'm an overcomer. I'm a winner. In Him. Hallelujah. You know, you may go on a job and you may be looking at something and you go, I don't know how to. Boy, it's beyond my capacity to understand that. In the face of that, you say, I'm going to get this. I'm going to understand this. I'm going to get it. I'm quick. I'm sharp to understand. Begin to put that in your spirit. Where does the wisdom and the understanding come? Comes out of this spirit man. Put that in your spirit. I can get this. I can understand this. I'm bright. I'm sharp. I'm quick to understand. In the face when you can't. Don't say, I can't get this. Don't say, I can't understand this. You say, I can understand it. That's faith talking. I'll tell you, I remember coming here in the ministry. I used to program software. And, you know, I left doing that and came here. We didn't even have a computer. That was funny. We didn't even have a computer. And I'm thinking, well, I guess they don't need that expertise. We don't even have a computer. And I came out of a job where we had mainframes and we were programming, you know, all kinds of things. Advanced. Came here, it had nothing. And that sat dormant for a while. But I remember one year, we started getting some computers here and doing some things. And I thought, thank you, Jesus. And I remember there was a stirring in me. A stirring. And I was doing media and other things. And there was a stirring in me to do some programming. Nothing really high level of what we were doing, but certainly my experience was able to bring over and to begin to develop some things. And I remember I yielded to that stirring. What I say, I yielded to it. I was working long hours. I would come in at 8:30 and work till 5:30, 6 o'clock, and then do services and so forth. But after that service, I would start and I would go up in my office and I would set up databases and things and I would work till, get out of service here at 9, 9:30, and I'd program till 1 or 2 in the morning, go home, lay down, and wake up at 5 feeling like I had 10 hours of sleep. And that went on for 3 months. And I said, this is crazy. I don't mean crazy bad, but I mean you just felt refreshed and I didn't feel tired. It was supernatural. It felt like a coat. It felt like somebody put a coat on me. And there was this supernatural energy and supernatural thinking. It just, things were just, it would just come. Just come, just come, just come, just come. Because I yielded to it. And let me tell you, after 3 months, I stopped because it lifted and I felt normal again. Human. Like I got real tired physically. So I didn't try to go and work crazy hours because the supernatural power wasn't there to do it. But when I yielded to that, he empowered me to do it. And I wasn't tired. And you work these long hours, and the natural, you look at it and go, that doesn't make any sense. Right. In the natural, it doesn't. So I say, when God prompts you to do something, step out in confidence, knowing that he'll lead you and guide you and empower you to do it. He'll give you the power to do it. His power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're overcomers in him. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many are strengthened? Hallelujah. Strengthened by him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless Jesus. Somebody raised a question. Let me close with this. Last week, somebody had a question. And I didn't have an answer for it immediately. How many know the Holy Ghost has an answer if you look to him? But we were talking about faith, and we were talking about Abraham, and that he staggered not at the promises of God, and he was fully persuaded that what God spoke to him, he was able to bring it to pass. And so this person had a question and said, well, you know, it looks like Abraham was discouraged because there's an Ishmael. And I said, well, I said, that is true. But I said, if there's one thing I know, the Bible doesn't lie. And if the Bible says that Abraham staggered not at the promises of God, because you could read that, and it said he yielded to Sarai's request. And you have Ishmael. So looking at that, you could say, but it looks like he staggered. No, he didn't. Because the scripture says, because Paul had a revelation from God that said he staggered not at the promises of God. And that's what we need not do, is stagger, but be fully persuaded that what God said, he will do it. So I went home because I said, okay, Lord, what how do I answer that question? And I was quiet. I was just eating something before we came back to the evening service. And as I was quiet, the Holy Ghost said, yes, he did stagger, but it was before the name change. After you go and look at chapter 17 in Genesis, it said, Abraham. Yes, Abram. Yes, he did stagger. He did miss it. But Abraham did not stagger. And our names have changed. We've changed. You may have staggered, but you are in him. You are in him. You are the body of Christ. We don't stagger at him. He will do it. Hallelujah. It is no longer I that liveth, but it is Christ that liveth in me. Hallelujah. So if he promised something to you, he will do it. Stagger not at the promises of God. In him I have boldness and access and confidence by the faith of him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are champions in God. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what you feel or think. He said to you, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. When you don't believe it and receive it, it won't work for you. You've got to mix faith with that word to you. You will not be an overcomer if you don't believe and receive it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. We're changing, we're shifting, and we're shifting this whole area here with our words and with the power of God. And we're preparing for the overflow. Hallelujah. And it's now. And we're getting ready. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the name of Jesus. Just before we dismiss.